We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Royal family is trending this morning. So their family summit to discuss Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's decision to step down as senior royals lasted 2.5 hours yesterday. And after it was over, Queen Elizabeth released a statement to discuss what decision they made. And she said that they had a very constructive discussion and that she and her family are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family. She added, although we would have preferred them to remain full-time working members of the royal family, we respect and understand their wish.
So all is good then?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I'd say they've come to an understanding. It seems like there is some tension there, but okay. I mean, what are they going to do? You know, what they want to leave. You can't force them to stay, right? So you have to make these concessions. I think the big question, though, now is they want to become financially independent, which the British taxpayers, they fund the whole monarchy. I want to say it's something like $100 million or £100 million every year that goes to the royal family through taxes. So now if they're stepping away, are they still going to get some of that? Are they not going to get any of that? Do they don't want it? They have opportunities to make their own money. I know Harry has money from that he inherited when his mom died. Okay. So I'm not sure how that's going to work.
And there's some security detail as well. There's a huge security detail over there. If they move here stateside or Canada, will that security detail still come with them? Then who's footing the bill for that security detail?
I don't know if they're going to have that security detail or just a new one here that maybe they'll have to pay
on their own. Yeah.
I think the royals should still pay for that. I do, because
they're still family.
They're public figures. You can't just let them run around just
be loosey-goosey,
security,
yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, they're still your family. You want to take care of them, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, on the surface, I think that they've kind of fixed the situation. Who knows what's going on behind closed doors? Also trending this morning, workplace emotions is trending. A new study says men are more emotional than women at work. Men are twice as likely to get emotional because their ideas weren't heard or because they were criticized. Men are twice as likely to shout or even quit their jobs because of their emotions. Women, though, they are more than twice as likely to cry at work. 41% of women have versus 20% of men.
I'm trying to think the last time I cried. Do you remember the last time you cried here at the office? I'm trying to think the last time I cried. We've probably been on the air with something we did.
Yeah, just probably talking about something that was emotional,
yeah.
I'm guessing. But as far as like being sad or feeling like someone wronged me, I don't cry for that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you cry in a situation like that before.
Sometimes when I get mad, I feel tears starting to form in my eyes. And I always say, these tears are not because I'm sad. I'm mad. And I have to let them know,
sure.
You know, I don't want people to think they made me cry. Also trending this morning, Gigi Hadid is trending. The model was called into jury duty for the Harvey Weinstein trial.
Jury duty?
Jury duty. Yeah.
Well, I don't think she'll be selected, will she?
Well, she admitted to in questioning that she had once met him, but says she thinks that she could remain impartial. The disgraced movie producer and studio executive is facing 5 counts of rape and sexual assault. Now, she also said that she had previously met potential witness Salma Hayek. And she said, I think I am still able to keep an open mind on the facts. She really wants to be on the jury. She's like all in on this.
But it was just a random selection. She got her jury duty notice and she went in and go, oh boy, this is a big one.
I don't know if they can. They can't just like put you on a case. So yeah, it's got to be totally random.
I can talk about it now. A buddy of mine who's an attorney here in town, your name popped up on potential jury list. And he texted me saying, hey, is Mercedes up for jury duty?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it was a different woman that had pretty much your same name. And he's like, oh, I thought she was going to be a juror. And he You would have gotten the boot.
I walk in there. I'm like, hey, I know you. That is trending. And Popeyes is trending. They're teaming up with DoorDash to offer a free chicken sandwich combo right to your house. All you got to do is order $20 or more worth of Popeyes through DoorDash and use the promo code CHICKENWINNER when prompted to celebrate their new partnership.
Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.